Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everybody. It's very good to be here today and to, you know, be in the presence of the Lord as we worship. You know, isn't God wonderful? Because he says he inhabits the praise of his people. So you and I, we come in here. We all have needs. You know, in our personal lives, in our lives with others, with our relationship with God. And God just, all he takes is a moment of time. As we reach up to him in faith, he stills our soul. If we committed sin and we're repenting, he forgives our sin. And his spirit lifts us up. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, we've been coming for a number of years to the Philippines, in particular here in Butuan. A number of years to your place in Yabanga. And so we got to meet all of the wonderful young people. And we always have a day that we call an elders meeting. Now, elders is scriptural. But an elder is not an office or a position. It's a place of responsibility. The Bible says that men are called to be elders. And women are called to be mothers of the church. The same way that God has set up families with a father and a mother and children. Amen. You know, I looked over this morning and I saw those two little babies on the table over here. God's fruit, God's promise to us. But I want to tell you young people a little secret. We were just like you many years ago. When my wife and I were saved, we were 26 years old. We had a 6-year-old girl and a 6-month-old baby boy.
Amen.
And you know, after we got saved and God was leading us, we would go to meetings upon meetings upon meetings. And we'd take our children with us, just as you're doing today. Because the Spirit not only ministers to us, it ministers to the children. And I'm sure as many of you have dedicated your children to the Lord, we did too.
Amen.
In fact, when I was born again, before I knew who God was, I had a prayer and I didn't know it was a prayer. I said, I want something better for my children than what I was. Amen. I was 26 years a sinner. didn't know God, raised in a Roman Catholic environment. Oh, the Catholic Church taught us about God. They taught us about His Son, Jesus Christ. They taught it to us about heaven and hell, the devil. But the Catholic religion did not teach me about a personal relationship with God. And so when we were born again, our lives changed as much as the difference between night and day. And God put in our hearts a desire to walk with Him. Hallelujah. Yesterday at the children's school, Brother Bert put a little diagram on the board. And I like how he illustrated it. Whoa. He said that traditional church, traditional church, gets born again and waits until they get to heaven. But this word that we preach, the kingdom of God, is that heaven comes down to us. So the reality is, yeah, don't worry about the baby crying. We're used to that. When you have 10 grandchildren, it happens all the time. So the reality of the kingdom of God is this. Romans, I believe it's, might be the 14th chapter. It says that the kingdom of God is not meat nor drink. But righteousness, what is it?
14:17.
14:17. Praise the Lord. Do you want to read that?
For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost.
So, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And Jesus also said, if someone says, here is Christ or there is Christ, go ye not forth. For the lo, the kingdom of God is within you. So for us to be born again and wait for us to go to heaven is a wrong thought. The right thought is that when we're born again, we're translated from the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of His dear Son. Kingdom of God. And so when we're born again, we receive the seed of life, the blood of Jesus Christ. But Jesus said we must also be born of water and the Spirit to be able to enter into this kingdom. So how many here are baptized in the Holy Spirit? Raise your hand. That are baptized in the Holy Spirit. Okay. All right. If you don't know, we should pray for you that you receive the Holy Spirit. Amen. So Romans says that this kingdom of God is not meat nor drink. It's nothing that we eat or drink, but it's righteousness. It's peace. It's joy. Hallelujah. Joy in the Holy Spirit. Amen. So when I was born again, I just wanted God.
Then,
I just had to keep reading the Word of God. And where the people of God would gather, I wanted to gather. Amen. And it hungered me and hungered me and hungered me. And even as a young Christian, just several weeks in the Lord, that we met all sorts of Christians in different doctrines. Some of them believed in the rapture doctrine. Some of them believed the prosperity doctrine. Some did not believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And yet, the desire God placed in me was greater than all that. So those doctrines, I didn't desire them because I didn't witness that it was life to me. Amen. So about 6 weeks after I was born again, reading the Bible every day and wanting God and praying, I would go up to my bedroom after I got off work. I'd rush from home from work and rush home to get up and have time with God. Now imagine, I didn't know nothing about God except for what I was reading in His Word. Some said that being baptized in the Holy Ghost and speaking of tongues was the Lord, and some people said it was not. And as I stood in my bedroom praying, I said, God, some people say this baptism in the Holy Spirit is of you, and some say that it was done away with in the time of the apostles. I don't know which one is right, but all I know is I want you. And if you have the Holy Spirit for me, I want it. I raise my hands to praise the Lord, and the Spirit came down and filled me that day. Hallelujah. Now the Bible tells us that God gives us His Spirit to lead us and guide us into all truth. And as a young man, I'm just wanting God. If I'm wanting God with all my heart, it's God's responsibility to show me His truth.
Responsibilidad de kakuhan lang na si Lord kung saan niya papakita
So within a 3-month period, we were not only born again and filled with the Holy Spirit, and we were around many different sects of Christianity. These were good people because they were born again believers. Some of them were Baptist. Some of them were with the Assembly of God. Others were an independent, it was called Faith Christian Fellowship. Hallelujah. But I knew there was something, there had to be something more than what we had tasted up to that point. And one day some brethren from out of town came to our little Bible study. And began to teach us the tabernacle. And they handed us the book, the pattern, by Brother Duciel.
Hallelujah.
I believe some of you young people have helped translate that Bible, right? The pattern. Is that right? Amen. Yeah, you've been involved. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're hoping to get the pattern into print. Hallelujah. You pray for that. Pray that God open the doors.
Amen.
I would like us to turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 23.
Gusto ko magpapalatong ang kiningatong pulong sa Diyos muli sa Mateo, kapitulo 24. Abay ni Christian. Namin pag mo ba? Ako, wala ko kapalina.
Jesus said, "You shall know the truth."
Si Cristo sa Diyosan na ikaw ay malus sa maturan.
"And the truth shall bind you." Oh, does it set you free? Right? All right, just making sure nobody's too tired this afternoon. And if I say something wrong, you correct me.
Amen.
So the Word of God is from God, and it says, "And that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And Jesus also said, "I'm the bread of life," right? So if we say these things, we can say that Jesus is the Word of God. Amen. 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 All right. Let's read in Matthew 23 that Jesus begins to address a problem, or a major problem, to his disciples and to the multitudes. Okay, Madeline, would you read the first 7 verses?
Verse 1 to 7.
Or this, what did I say? 7. 1 to 7.
1 to 7. Then speak Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat, and
therefore, whatsoever
thee Do not. For divine heavy burdens and grievous to the poor.
Okay.
Lay them.
Madeline, do you have it in Sobano?
Yes.
Why don't you read it in Sobano?
Okay. Matthew 23, verse 1. Kanyang isulti si Jesus ngadto sa panon o ngadto sa iyang mga tinunan. Nga nagaingon, ang mga eskriba o ang mga pariseo naglingkod sa likurana ni Moses. Busa, ang tanan nga bisan unsa nga ilang isuko kaninyo sa pagbantay. Kana, bantayin o buhata. Apan ayaw pa mo pagbuha sunod sa ilang binuhatan. Kay sila nagsulti o wala nagbuha. Kay sila nagbukos sa bugat ng mga lulan o malisun pasanon o nagbutang kanila sa mga abaga sa katawan. Apan sila mismo dili mutandong kanila pinaagi sa usa sa ilang mga tudlo. Apan ang tanan nilang binuhatan sila naghimo aron makita sa mga tao. Sila nagpalapad sa ilang mga filakteria o nagpadako sa mga sitsit sa ilang mga bisti. 6. O mahigugma sa kinatas ang mga lawa diha sa mga pista o sa natunang mga likuranan diha sa mga sinaguga o sa mga kamusta diha sa mga merkado o pagatawbo sa mga tao rabay.
1-7.
That would be good for right now. What we see here is Jesus addressing about the scribes and the Pharisees. And he said that, you know, observe and do what they say, just don't do what they do.
May hibalaan mo din niya ang mga tao, mga kanatawa, mga ingon na sundugan niyo sa ibisulti at panuwa, ayaw niyo sundugan sa ibibuha.
Now he begins to define what they do that is not pleasing to God.
Ang ilang ihimo, pagkini nga, ilang ihimo, ako pasagot nila ng ini, nagulong sa ilang ihimo, wala lang ko sila ilang ihimo, kundi ko sa ibibahimo sa Diyos na katulay niya.
First of all, he says that these Pharisees and scribes go and say, they put heavy burdens upon people, but they themselves will not take one finger to remove that burden.
Ibo makita din niya nga ang sistema, ang pagpanulo nila yung nani, nga gibutangan na nilo nila kung kabukatong ang mga tao, maitungon sa ilang kanapang ilang tulo
when you talk about scribes and Pharisees today, we probably look at what you would call the religious order of today. Right? People that wear collars. They could be called, well, call me Father. Call me Reverend. And call me Pastor. Different titles, but of the same spirit. When we look into the book of Revelation, when the Spirit was speaking to the seven churches, he talked about the deeds of the Nicolaitans. And the Nicolaitans, God said that he hated the deeds of the Nicolaitans. And the word Nicolaitan is a Latin word, isn't it, Mark?
Greek.
It's a Greek word. It's a Greek word. Nicolaitans. The definition of is it means to rule. Niko means to rule. And Laotians mean people. They also, you can call it laity. So Jesus is first defining how these Pharisees and scribes behaved. And he also tells the people, just don't do what they do. I think there's another part in the gospel where Jesus spoke directly to his disciples. He told them, do what the Pharisees say, just don't do what they do. Because, see, God does not intend any of us to rule over one another. Because in God's order in the church, and you can read it in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, Timothy and Titus, that one, that God places a ministry for the perfecting of the church. That's one. But in the local assemblies, he places elders. But an elder is just someone that's being responsible. And not so much as what he says, it's how he is.
Amen.
Because you can put a name on anything, whether pastor, elder, unless that individual's changed, that name does not denote the person.
Hallelujah.
Many people seek after a title and a position or an office. But that's not the kingdom of God. We come to you, when we come here, we come as God's servants just to bring the word. We don't own you. We don't lord over you. But we come to speak life. And if we speak life, it's your responsibility to discern if we're speaking life or not.
Na naar na nimo kung kana ng mga kana ng ato na
if I or anyone would come up here and begin to minister something that you feel is not right, don't accept it. We were taught a long time ago that if someone stood up in a pulpit and began to minister and you did not feel it was right, you're to pray and bind those spirits so they do not affect the congregation.
Hallelujah.
Because it's each one of our responsibility to discern the truth.
Amen.
And you discern the truth by the Spirit and by the Word. Because someone can come up here and move in a spirit, and you need to judge it by the Word of God. Or someone could come in here and minister the Word of God, and you need to discern it by the Spirit.
See?
Now that's the negative side. The positive side is someone that comes in the Spirit of God. And I know that that individual is sent of God. Then I want to open up my spirit to get life from someone that is giving life. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us go on, and it says here, the nature of the Pharisee and the scribe, they like their works to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge their garments. The true servant of God will not want to be lifted up. Amen. Do any of us have to deal with pride in our lives? Huh? Do you deal with pride? Huh? Do you? Yes, I think we all do. Pride in one form or another, we deal with pride.
Huh?
We want to be approved, huh? We want people to think that we're a wonderful person. But that's not the way of the kingdom of God.
You know?
Jesus said he took upon him the nature of a servant. He abased himself. Amen. And we're to walk the way Jesus walked. Verse 6 says, and these Pharisees and scribes loved the uppermost rooms at feasts and the chief seats at the synagogue.
Ah,
if we remove this board, we put five chairs up there. And we sit down. I'm the important guest. Jesus says that's not the way in God's kingdom. Oh, that's very apparent when you go into the Catholic Church. And the priest is sitting in his chair up above the people. But it's the same way, whether it's the Catholic Church or any organization that lifts up man. And these Pharisees and scribes love the salutations in the marketplace. Yes, Rabbi, Rabbi. Oh, yes. Thank you, thank you. Oh, God help us. That's not the way of the kingdom of God. Now, listen. We need to look into our own hearts where pride can lift us up. You know, that's Satan's downfall when he was Hillel the angel. You read it in Isaiah, he says, I will lift up my throne above the heavens. I will be like the Most High. Amen. We don't want to follow Satan. We want to follow Jesus.
Amen.
So if we can read 8 and 9, please.
Apan ayaw kamo pagtawag nga rabbi kay usa sa inyo, kay usa ang inyong makutudlo bisan si Kristo o ang tanan o tanan kamo managsuon o ayaw pagtawag sa tawo nga inyong amahan ibabaw sa yuta kay usa ang inyong amahan nga atua sa langit di kamo mapatawag ng mga agalon kay usa ang inyong agalon bisan si Kristo.
And read 10 and 11 please.
Apan siya nga labing dako diha ka ninyo mahimo inyong sulugoon.
Okay, verse 8 says, so we're not to be called rabbi or teacher. Can we say amen to that, all of us? For it says, for one is your master, even Christ, and all of you are brethren. All of you, all of me, Brother Edmar, Brother Mark, we're all brethren, aren't we? Right, Sister Merlinda? We're all brethren. Only one is our master, and that's Christ.
Hallelujah.
And it says, and call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. Can we say amen to that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And it says here, neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. Some of you may be better in certain things than others, right? There's certain things, Lido, you do that Ellen doesn't do, right? And there's certain things, Ellen, you do that Lito doesn't do. But that doesn't make us master over one another. You sisters, some of you are good in certain things more than others. Right? But that doesn't make you any better than anyone. And it's good for each one of us to remember, each one, that when we became born again, God distributed into us certain gifts. And no one gift is higher than the other if they all come from God. Hallelujah. You know, the devil works a lot to try to bring division among the people of God. He may come to you and he begin to tell you you're no good. Right? Well, you know how he's a liar? Well, the Bible says that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen? And God made you in a certain way and you in a certain way, and it's different. Yet we're called to be brothers and sisters in the Lord. Hallelujah. So it goes on and it says here, so we're not to be called masters, for everyone is your master, even Christ. And could you read 11 and 12 for me, sister, please?
Apan siya nga labing dako diha kaninyo, mahimong inyong sulbuon. Ug si bisan kinsa nga mapataas sa iyang kaugalingon, ipaubos. Ug siya nga mapaubos sa iyang kaugalingon, ipataas.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So it says here that if we want to be great, how many of us want to be great in God's kingdom? Do we? Then let him be a servant to all. Hallelujah. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. I've been asking God for 37 years to keep me humble. Not an easy thing, is it? No, it's not easy. But if I want to be like Jesus, I need to humble myself. Now, so we need to look at what church really is. Church is the called out. And we need to have respect for elders, for ministry. Like you respect your mother and father, or should. Amen. But remember, we're all brethren. Don't ever lift up man in the place of God. Lift God up.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And it behooves especially those that are in that place of responsibility to walk humbly before our Amen. There's a scripture in the Old Testament that says, he has showed thee, O man, what is good.
Yeah.
And what does the Lord require of thee? You, you, me. It's to do justly. It's to love mercy. And it's to walk humbly with your God. So God is teaching us not to walk like the religious order. But to walk as sons of God. And I want to just share one or two other things before I would close. God wants to encourage you today to walk with Him. We always say that you can never outgive God.
Yes, amen.
That you cannot outgive God. The more you give yourself to God, the more He's going to give to you. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil rob you of your joy. For the Bible says that the joy of the Lord is your strength. It's your power. It's your authority over the power of the devil. So if you get depressed or discouraged, reject it. Someone shared with me many, many years ago, when I'm feeling down and discouraged, that it's not me but a spirit sucking life from me. Hallelujah. So you have to say, I am not going to submit to discouragement. I reject you, spirit of discouragement. And I open my heart to you, O God. You know, the devil's a master at condemning us. We do something wrong or fall into sin, and he says you're no good.
Yeah.
We don't think it's the devil, we're just thinking, I'm no good. I'm no good. But the devil's a liar. The Bible says that if we confess our sins, he is, what is it? He is just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So when you come into a meeting and you're not feeling as strong as you should, open up your heart to God. Say to God, God, I'm an unworthy person here. I've sinned. Cleanse me, deliver me, heal me. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us of all sin. Okay, in Isaiah chapter 12,
sa Isaiah kapitulo 12.
Last scripture verse.
Katapusan ng versikulo. Buklara sa imong mata.
Isaiah chapter 12.
Kapitulo 12.
All right, I would like us to do... let's read the first six verses there. Chapter 12 of Isaiah, 1 through 6, because I want to put it in context.
Og diha ni anang adlaw ikaw moingon og Ginoo. Ako mudayon kanimo. Bisan ikaw nasuko kanako ang imong pasuko na palayo ug ikaw milipay kanako. Og tan-awa ang akong Dios mao ang akong kaluwasan. Ako mosalig og dili mahadlo. Kay ang Ginoo nga Jehova mao ang akong kusog ug ang akong awit. Siya usab dili mo akong kaluwasan. Busa uban sa kalipay kamo og timba ug tubig gikan sa mga atabay sa kaluwasan. Ug diha ni anang adlaw kamo moingon. Dai ka ang Ginoo. Tawag sa iyang ngalan. Ipahayag ang iyang mga buhat diha sa katawhan. Himuha ang paghisgot na ang iyang ngalan gibayaw. Pag-awit ngadto sa Ginoo kay siya ang abuhat sa halangdon ng mga butang. Kini nga sayran sa tibuok ang pinutan. Kung pagsiyagit o singgit, ikaw malumulupyo sa Zion. Kay dako ang balaan sa Israel, diha sa taliwala.
Hallelujah.
Amen, Lord.
Verse 2 says, Behold, God is my salvation. Amen. Can we say that? God is my salvation.
Ang Dios mao ang akong kaluwasan. Ang Dios mao ang akong kaluwasan.
Amen. I will trust and not be afraid. Hallelujah. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He has also become my salvation.
Ang atong Dios mao ang atong kusog, ang atong awit, ug siya ang atong kaluwasan.
Therefore,
busa.
Now that word therefore is very interesting. Because of what was said before, now I'm going to respond. Therefore with joy, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Hallelujah. Draw those waters of, well, of the living waters of life, brethren. Rebuke the devourer. Have no place in the midst of God's people. Do you know what I like about that scripture? It's not just one well, but wells. Wells. In the Old Testament, if you had a well, you were a rich man. Right? But if you have a lot of wells, you're a very, very rich man. So you rich people in God, draw from your wells. And do it with joy. Amen. 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 God bless you.
Very good. The best.